Welcome now to the midday for Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, back in our Buck studio for some live music. Four pieces we'll be hearing from this Wisconsin Children's Choir. And are you all okay with skipping school for this?
Yeah.
There seems to be general agreement there. Most of you are the high school, I would say. And 14 of the 19 are here. Welcome. And their director is Margaret Hadley, and she will be conducting them as they perform these four songs. And the Wisconsin Children's Choir has, are you okay with being called children?
Yeah.
They're okay with, they've adjusted to
we,
that too.
We changed the name of this ensemble to the Youth Chorale.
Ah, youth is a good
instead
word.
Instead of just chorale, because when we tour, we were touring under the name Wisconsin Children's Choir, and host churches were expecting little
critters. Where are the children?
And they were expecting, you know, childish music, and then they were surprised and said, you know, you really should have a name that refers to the ages of the
kids. It's all in the marketing.
Yeah.
Well, not all of it, but marketing is very important. Well, I'm glad we got that established. And you have a performance coming up,
Bethany Church? United Methodist Church.
On Mineral Point Road in Madison, 3910 Mineral Point Road, 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Yes.
You'll have your full 19 there for
that
occasion.
Well, we will have more. We've got an additional choir of younger children.
So the children, the actual children.
We do have some actual children.
Uh-huh. All right. And so how long have, we can just kind of get a shout out here, how long have some of you been in this choir?
Seniors, some of you 10 years?
10 years.
Wow. 9 years, okay. So it's holding up well for you, and you're holding up well for it, too. quite a variety of repertory that you have just in the four songs that you're going to be performing today. The first of them by Astor Piazzolla.
Correct.
And that's his famous Liber Tango. And what else is on the bill of fare?
We are going to sing an arrangement of a spiritual called Hold On by Clifton J. Noble, Jr., and then featuring our seniors, we have Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And that they will be singing the opening trio of that piece and also carrying the melody throughout. And on Sunday, when we sing this, we will have alumni back at our concert, and we will invite them to also come up.
Oh.
Because to us, this song speaks to our choir circle, our family, and once you're part of it, you're always part of it. So we're
Sounds
inviting
that way.
Them to come up.
Great.
And then we will close with a French Canadian folk song, Assis mon moine voulait danser.
And that means, if my monk wanted to dance.
Yes. So this young lady is trying to bribe this monk to break into a dance. She's bribing him with a new cap, a new cloak, and a new rosary and a new belt.
Sounds
and
very
yet he
French.
Refuses.
And he refuses. Oh, that's a spoiler alert there.
Yep, she really tries hard, though.
All right, here we go. It's the Wisconsin Children's Choir.
Bottom, 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 b
That was If My Monk Wanted to Dance, which apparently he did not, and three other performances by the Wisconsin Children's Choir live in our Buck studio today. They include Will the Circle Be Unbroken, and also, let's see, Hold On, and
yes.
It all started with Liber Tango by Astor Piazzolla, and we've had 14 of the 19 of them here coming from all around the state.
And I also have to give a shout out to our talented accompanist, Jason Kutz. We will also on Sunday be premiering a commissioned work that Jason composed for us for our 25th anniversary. And that's going to be a special piece, Sunspots.
And that's at that concert, Bethany United mm-hmm. Methodist Church.
Yes.
2 o'clock, 3910 Mineral Point Road in Madison. And I'll bet you have a website, too.
We do, wisconsinchildrenschoir.org. And any information you might need for if you have a child at home who loves to sing, who might be interested in joining us, there are opportunities for auditions coming up for next season.
And the age range is?
The age range begins age third grade, age 8. Generally. Occasional exceptions.
I suppose. Yeah. They are out there, those musical mm-hmm. geniuses, all the way through high school.
Through high school.
Okay. The Wisconsin Children's Choir. And you can stream this in future broadcasts from time to time. This was our, I think, debut of our Facebook streamed edition of the Midday. Thanks also to our engineers, Tom Blaine and Steve Gotcher. Thanks to Ruth Ann Bessman. And now we'll get down to our 12:30 quiz question. Oh, thank you, ladies. Pleasure having you here, all of you. Thanks for coming in on a busy day toward the end of the school year.
It is. Well, it's our pleasure.